Travelling triathletes are a unique bunch. They train all winter. They choose an exotic destination. They go there, they race, but they don't really see the destination at all. They're more concerned with the pain of racing. Pain is the watchword for a long-form triathlon. Swim, bike, run, 1.9, 90, 21K, quick as you like, on your own. Go.
We combine the sports events with fun vacation.
I get me know.
Yes, €4,000 for everyone.
I would say my ballpark for me as a spectator is probably 1,000.
Where the Ionian and Mediterranean seas come together is a historic, a beautiful part of this coastline in Greece. But summertime has gone. It is over. All the European schools have gone back in, so there are no mums and dads playing with their kids on this beach. You could be forgiven for thinking tourism here is dead and buried for at least the next 4 or 5 months. You'd be wrong. The local number crunchers here on the Greek coast of Messenia work on a four-day assumption of making money. For every prosperous competitor, they calculate there are 1.9 other people just along for the ride. But the groups we spoke to, however, number considerably more than 1.9 people per competitor. They were travelling in multiples of 3, 4, or 5, and they all budget at roughly $150 per person per day, plus flights, plus accommodation, plus car hire. And that all adds up. The race director for an amateur destination event like this one has to understand the sport and the business. With a pandemic-capped field of roughly 1,500 people having spent $400 each just to get to the start line, that's the start of a healthy profit margin.
You can see the figures. It's huge. It's 4 to 5 million euro.
On this race day, there were three other half Ironman triathlons taking place across Europe. That was essentially a cash injection into the EU tourist economy of $25 million in just one day.
They know what they want, and these people, because they invest a lot in being Iron Men or ladies, they are, I would say, more wealthy than other segments.
Everyone we spoke to was united by two things. Firstly, they want to get past COVID. They say it's been 2 years. Enough's enough. They also want to train, plan, book, race, and spend. Peter Dobby, Al Jazeera, Messenia, Greece.